Okay, so anyone who's, spent any time out on the water, fog, right? It's like it's not just an atmospheric mood setter, it can turn dangerous really fast. And we're diving into your research on boat fog lights today. And this is way more interesting than it sounds. This is about why those amber LEDs everyone's talking about might just be a game changer when you can barely see 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's like you go from hoping for the best to like really being prepared for the worst. And the sources you shared, they really highlighted how fog can turn even a familiar, waterway into like a potential hazard zone.
Totally. Because it's one thing to say, oh yeah, fog makes it hard to see, but the why behind that, the science of it, that's what's really kind of wild.
Exactly. I mean, one source described navigating in fog like trying to drive your car only using the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow.
Your instruments, they help, but they can only do so much. Like your GPS might tell you where you should be, but fog throws everything out of whack.
Yeah, and suddenly that, that old log floating in the water isn't just a log, it's a potential like hull buster.
Yeah.
You mentioned collisions. I mean, that's got to be everyone's nightmare out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, it's not just other boats you have to worry about. In fog, buoys, debris, even the shoreline can just appear out of nowhere.
Yikes. And if you think that's bad, try being out on the water and suddenly realizing, wait a minute, I have no idea where I am. That disorientation factor, man.
It's like that feeling of getting turned around in a building, except instead of a hallway, it's open water and the stakes are way higher, you know?
Right. And to make things even worse, you can't even rely on communication as much. The fog messes with radio signals, radar, even shouting to another boat becomes almost useless.
It's true. It's like fog creates this bubble of isolation around you. It's not just visual. It cuts you off from the usual ways of, signaling for help or even just letting others know you're there.
Okay, so we've established fog, public enemy number one for boaters. But thankfully, we're not navigating this blindly. We've got some seriously cool info on how the right kind of light can actually cut through the haze. And this is where it gets really interesting. It really is kind of like one of those things where you think, oh, it's foggy. I need like the biggest, brightest lights ever, right?
Oh,
Like just
yeah.
blast through it. But what we found is it's not about blinding the fog, it's about outsmarting it.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, but the science is pretty clear on this one. Bright white light, the kind we usually think of for visibility, it can actually backfire in a big way when fog's involved.
Backfire.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm picturing some like giant squid attracted to my book, because why not?
Well, that would be a story for another time.
Yeah.
No, what happens is all those tiny water droplets in fog, they act like millions of tiny mirrors. And when that white light hits them, instead of cutting through, it just bounces back, scatters everywhere.
So that's where our new favorite word backscatter comes in. Basically, instead of helping us see, the light's just making the fog even denser.
Exactly. It's like, have you ever tried to look through like a blizzard, but instead of snowflakes, it's light?
Not a good look.
Definitely not what you want when you're trying to avoid a boating accident. So this is where the amber light comes in. Specifically around a temperature of 2800 Kelvin, like one of the articles mentioned.
2800 Kelvin. Okay, so that sounds very specific. What's so special about that particular temperature when it comes to light?
It all comes down to wavelengths. Amber light, especially right around that 2800K mark, has longer wavelengths than your typical white light.
Okay, so longer wavelengths. So what does that actually do in a fog bank?
Well, think of it like, think of those amber wavelengths like waves on the ocean. The longer the wave, the less likely it is to get tripped up by small obstacles when.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So longer wavelengths mean less bouncing off those tiny fog droplets.
Exactly. And that translates into two big things for anyone out on a boat. One, obviously, you get better visibility because those wavelengths are cutting through the fog instead of adding to it. But it's more than just seeing a little farther, it's about what that extra distance means for your reaction time.
Right, because when you're talking about like avoiding another boat, a split second can be everything.
Absolutely. I mean, a few extra feet of visibility might not sound like much, but when you're trying to avoid a collision, those extra few feet that the amber light gives you, that could be life or death, really. And just like with, well, most things in life, not all amber lights are created equal. So we got to talk about how to actually get the right light on your boat.
Okay, so amber light, 2800K, got it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm picturing, I don't know, someone just strapped a giant amber light bulb to their sailboat.
Right.
Thankfully, we've moved past like colored bulbs and stuff,
Oh,
right?
yeah, technology has come a long way. Your research on DuraBright LEDs, that's a perfect example of how boat lighting has gotten a serious upgrade.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, Durabrite, they're like the big name in heavy-duty lighting for boats and a ton of other stuff. But their material really got into why LEDs are such a game changer, especially for like navigating fog.
Totally. And they lay it out pretty simply, right? Those old incandescent bulbs, halogen bulbs, they're like the gas guzzlers of the lighting world.
Yeah.
Inefficient, burn out all the time. You're losing so much energy to heat instead of light. And that's a problem when you want your boat's battery to last, right?
Oh, for sure. Now, what about those halide lights? I've heard of those. They're supposed to be pretty strong. Are those good in fog?
They can be bright, yeah. But imagine this. Fog rolls in and you're sitting there waiting for your halide lights to like warm up, reach full power. Not exactly ideal when seconds count, right?
Ah, okay, so scratch the halides. Now, I know sodium vapor lamps, those are supposed to be really efficient, right?
Yeah, you're right. They are efficient, but, and this is a big but, they've got what's called a narrow light spectrum. So picture trying to make out like a channel marker in the distance, a sodium vapor lamp. It might let you see that something's there, a shape, but you're not going to be able to make out any details.
Right. So we're back to LEDs being the MVPs here.
Yeah.
When you break it all down, what gives them the edge in like a fog-filled world?
Oh man, where do I even start? First off, LEDs, they're instant on. You hit the switch, bam, you've got light, no waiting around.
Right.
No warm-up time means you're not caught off guard if the fog rolls in fast. Plus, the energy efficiency is amazing. Your boat's battery is gonna thank you.
That's
And
always a good thing. More battery life, less to worry about. Okay, keep going. I'm liking that.
the best part, LEDs are like the Energizer Bunny of the light world. They just keep going. But what's cool about Durabrite specifically, they don't just make, you know, your average LED. They engineer theirs, especially the amber ones, to be even brighter than traditional amber lights. So they're really maximizing that whole fog-piercing wavelength thing we talked about.
Okay, you sold me LEDs all the way. So let's say I'm ready to upgrade my boat, get it fog ready. What do I need to keep in mind?
First things first, don't forget to check the rule book.
Oh, where?
Regulations for boat lights, they can be different depending on where you are, what kind of boat you have. Some places are really strict about what kind of lights you can have, where they're placed. So you definitely want to do your research before you just buy something.
Absolutely. Safety first, but yeah, staying legal is up there too. What else should we be thinking about?
Think about your boat. How big is it? What type is it? A little runabout, you know, a small open boat, it's going to have totally different lighting needs than like a giant fishing trawler. In Durabrite, actually, they even recommend specific models based on boat size. Like they've got their Nano series, the Mini, the Pro.
So it's all about finding the right tool for the job, just like anything else on a boat.
Exactly. Do your research, figure out what you need for your boat, for the kind of conditions you're out in. And here's the thing. This isn't just about fog. All this stuff we talked about, it applies to any time visibility is low, heavy rain, nighttime, even just a hazy day.
Seeing and being seen. That's important no matter what's blocking the view.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you think. We talked a lot about how to make your boat visible in the fog, but what about sound? And maybe do a little research on foghorns, because sometimes being heard is just as important as being seen. And that is your cue to dive into some research of your own. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there.